These days, we see lots of women crying out on social media about their lack of mom friends. They share the latest trending blog about the absence of the village, and ironically, they unite around the scarcity of community. And then there's this lady, taking a moment out of her busy day to share her thoughts with the world. I'm going to call her Debbie for anonymity, and because she's totally being a downer. Here's what she had to say on one of our cute Facebook posts on Komei. OMG. Trust other people with your kids? No way. I don't even trust my mom with my kids. Who would use an app like this? I'll just take my kids everywhere. Y'all are cray cray. To me, this is much more than a snarky comment on what was meant to be a cute, funny, downright sarcastic video of a mom slipping away from reality to find her zen doing yoga in the park. This is the reason the village has disappeared. This is the reason moms feel so isolated. Dare I say it? You are part of the problem, Debbie. So I have made a list of all the problems I have with the Debbie Downers of the world in the form of lessons I teach my children on a daily basis. Number one, stranger danger. Dear Debbie, I am truly sorry you do not have anyone in your life you can trust. I believe we were designed to live life in community, to build friendships, to build trust, to lean into each other. We were not designed to carry the weight of this life alone. There was so much joy and freedom in opening up and letting others into our lives and into our homes. Now, are there people out there who you should not trust your children with? Absolutely. Are there people out there who are awesome and loving and you can totally trust your children with? Abso-freaking-lutely. Strangers are only dangerous if they remain strangers. So put yourself out there, turn some strangers into friends, cultivate trust, and teach your children to do the same. Number two, share. Lordy, lordy, is there anything more trying on a parent's patience than teaching a child to share? Getting a few toddlers together is like the seagull scene in Finding Nemo. Mine, 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 mine. We work every single day to exercise the selfish demons out of them. It's exhausting. And you want a break from it, right, Debbie? Well, let me teach you how to kill two birds with one stone. When I host a Komei sit, I am giving my friend a break from her little seagull, and I'm giving my kids a couple hours worth of learning to share. Toys, snacks, mommy's attention, it all gets shared during a sit swap. And let's throw another bird into this. I earn points that get me a break when I need one. That is one powerful stone. Number three, limit screen time. I feel like the only time I see you is when I click like on your Facebook posts. Amy and I literally once overheard a mom say that to a friend when they bumped into each other at a pizza shop. Our hearts broke. Sure, it's fun to virtually follow so-called friends, but a woman cannot live on virtual friendships alone. We need to limit our screen time and meet up in real life. Social media fills our brains on average 1 hour and 40 minutes each day. So we have never been more susceptible than ever to the mirage of virtual social interaction. One thing I have cherished since I started swapping sits is the tangibility of my friendships. When a friend picks up her kids after a doctor appointment, I give her a hug and I ask her how it went. I have witnessed my kids tackle hug another mom because she was so much fun when he played over at her house. And there's nothing more bonding in a friendship than baby wearing a friend's infant. And then, of course, giving said baby back after a couple hours. This mom of school-aged boys needs her baby fix. Number four. Lastly, Debbie, if you don't have anything nice to say, I would like to remind you that you have the option to say nothing at all. Maybe I have taken her comment too personally. I am the girl in the video with my foot on my head after all, so I'm feeling a little vulnerable. But I think there's a deeper issue here. Amy and I are the founders of Komei, and we are real-life moms like you with real-life struggles, including finding our own identity after becoming mom and overcoming postpartum depression. The struggle is 100% real, and our mission is to let you know that you are not in this alone. But I'm going to come right out and say it, Debbie. If you go around calling people cray-cray and helicoptering your parents, no one is going to want to be your friend. Don't be a downer, Debbie. With everything going on in our country right now, we need solidarity in motherhood more than ever. Be kind. Be friendly. Be the village for one another.